from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Play it again, Eleanor, and get ready for your close-up. Because, frankly, my dears, it's time for more adventures of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero...
The new copier is about to explode.
Whoa! Oh,
why did we have a nuclear copier in the first place?
Gary, the IT guy, said it was the best copier out there.
I was forced to install that copier. It all has to do with... the Omicron Gammas.
What are the Omicron Gammas?
I can give you a name. Bridget Starlight.
The famous actress?
Yes, she's connected.
Barry, I'm going to Hollywood.
This is DJ Jabberjaw in the morning, here with some celebrity news. Bridget Starlight is causing trouble again, this time for dressing up as a cactus and scaring shoppers on Rodeo Drive.
It's not my fault, I swear!
Sure it isn't, Bridget. This is the latest in a series of hilarious scandals that have plagued the A-list actress. Most recently, she destabilized the government of Tanzania, angered many with her comments about cotton candy,
I just don't like it,
and caused a real fracas at the World Highlight Championship.
Seriously, it's like I can't stop these things from happening.
Uh-huh. But the scandals haven't affected Starlight's appeal at the box office. She remains one of Hollywood's biggest celebrities, and is currently filming 5 movies, all of which are sure to be nominated for fancy awards.
What am I doing here? Who is this Bridget Starlight? And what is her connection to the Omicron Gammas?
Miss Amplified, Mr. Richman is calling.
Hi, Mr. Richman.
Eleanor, are you in Hollywood?
Yeah, I just pulled up to the gates of Starlight's mansion.
Don't you think I should have gone along this time?
Barry, I can't afford to send both of you to Hollywood. Even the free stuff is expensive.
Not the dreams.
Especially the dreams. Now, Eleanor, be careful. If you thought politicians were bad, these Hollywood types are worse.
Mr. Richman, come on. I'm 100% positive that I'm in no danger whatsoever.
Okay, I'm going to call our insurance agent. Good luck, Amplified.
Thanks, Chief.
Who is it? What do you want? No reporters!
Bridget Starlight? My name is Eleanor Amplified. I have some very
Eleanor Amplified? Why didn't you say so? Please do come in.
The gates opened like the jaws of a lion. Will I finally get some answers or plunge deeper into a mystery that keeps unfolding like a...
Hello? Did you say there was a lion?
Oh, sorry. Be right there.
Eleanor Amplified, I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, good. Me too.
The way you brought down Megablurg and that CEO, Angela Brandt. Why, I knew you were the only one who could help me.
Miss Starlight, just why do you think I'm here?
To save my reputation. Surely you've heard. Would you like some kombucha tea?
Sure.
I keep getting in trouble. Yesterday I was lambasted for insulting warm spring breezes. I know, right? But I didn't.
No. This tea is just terrible.
Listen, the point is, it's not my fault. I'm being set up.
Have you tried just being more careful?
Et tu, Eleanor. I ask for help and find only the leering face of mockery.
I'm not leering.
Oh, be this my fate, to live, ever besieged by laughter and the doubts of others.
I just meant...
Fie, then I shall accept my station and play the fool, doomed to an eternity.
Okay, I'll help you, sheesh.
You will? Oh, my heart doth swell.
Uh-huh, now Miss Starlight...
Call me Bridget.
Bridget.
Call me Bridge.
Bridge.
Yes, Ellie.
Look, I have to admit, that's not really why I'm here.
and I haven't even seen any of your movies.
Not Horseshoes and Heartbreakers?
No.
A Balcony to Remember?
No.
Surely you've seen Plant Woman?
No. What I'm really here for is information about the Omicron Gammas. You know what that means?
Not a clue, but this tea is terrible. Well, I propose a trade. You follow me around like my bodyguard and uncover who's trolling me. In return, I'll help you with your Omicron Gammas.
Omicron Gammas.
Uh-huh.
All right, I accept.
Quisha! Ah! Now away we go. I've got movies to make.
Quiet on the set! I need lights, camera, action!
Barnaby, it's you. It's always been you.
Oh, Cecilia, come away with me to Morocco and let's start that butterfly refuge.
Yes, yes! A million butterflies, yes!
Cut! Check the gate!
Check the gate!
Bartra! Wardrobe!
Ready, lights, camera, action!
Come and get some, you alien scum! Watch out, Prince Braylon!
Behind you, Princess Arabelle! More quad troops!
For Crystallia!
Carter! Check the gate!
Check the gate!
Bartra!
Wardrobe!
So, you're making all these movies at the same time?
Oh yes, I'm old school. I only shoot on green screen. I just stand here, and they bring the movies to me.
Bridge, let's start at the beginning. When did these weird things start happening to you?
Well, recently, it was like the more people liked my movies, the more I found myself scandalized.
Quiet on the set! Lights, camera, action!
Your Honor, my client couldn't have possibly committed the robbery. Because he was across town with you, Mrs. Jones.
Cut!
Cut!
And the name Omicron Gammas doesn't ring a bell?
Noel, I'm sorry, but it's a mystery.
Action!
Don't you see? The secret formula was right in front of us the whole time. It's hidden inside the manuscript.
Oh, my goodness. She's right!
Cut!
Cut!
I just don't get it.
Action!
Let me make it simple for you, partner. You take your cow wrestling compadres and skedaddle. And next time, I won't be so obliging. Yeah!
Cut!
Cut!
That's a wrap!
That's a wrap!
Great job, everyone! Really stellar work! Nice gaffing, Larry! And Carl, you're the best dolly man in the business!
That's it?
Well, it's hard work breathing life into one character, let alone five simultaneously.
Yeah, but that took like 3 minutes.
Oh well, don't be obtuse. Now let's go. We're already late for a very, very important business lunch.
Oh yeah? Where's that gonna be?
Only at the most exclusive club in town, La Maison de Mauvaise Choix.
I had a bad feeling about this joint the second I walked in.
Hello, and welcome to La Maison de Mauvaise.
Celebrities and socialites, high-priced lowlifes and two-bit daydreamers, all mixed up in the same chicken soup as the rest of us.
Elle, you're creeping me out a little bit.
Oh yeah, sorry. But it's not a great idea for you to be here.
But why? This is high society.
Look at the table over there. They're acting really sinister.
Them? Oh, I'm sure they're just gambling on something illegal.
Bridge, that is exactly what I'm talking about. We should leave.
Elvis is all above board. My new agent set up this meeting.
New agent?
Yes, Monty. He works for OG and Associates. They're very good. Oh, hello, Francoise. Darling, you look like $1 million driving a Cadillac through the Vatican. El, do excuse me. I'm going to go say hello to some old friends.
Yeah, all right. Just watch yourself.
Yoo-hoo, D'Alessandra! I love that dress. Is it Portuguese?
Pardon me, miss. Can I get you something?
Maggie? Maggie, what are you doing here?
What's it look like, Amplified? I'm waitressing.
Really? That's an odd choice for an iconic reporter.
I'm undercover, dum-dum. And since you're here, too, I'm guessing that we're both on the right trail.
Maggie, you mean you're investigating the Omicron...
Shh! Don't say it out loud. Keep it cool.
Right. Sorry, Maggie. What do you know?
I can't tell you much. Too much heat. You know what I mean?
Not a bit.
Remember when we were in that Siberian prison?
Yeah, you said you had powerful enemies.
That's right. They found me. So I had to change up and get off the grid.
More off the grid than a Siberian prison?
Look, Amplified, we can't be seen talking to each other. And these ordures ain't gonna serve themselves.
Maggie, please, you've got to give me some kind of clue.
All right. Listen close, because I'm only saying this once. At dusk, the moth is drawn to a bright blue flame. Zebra alone knows his name. And by dawn, giraffe has won the game.
That's a clue?
Yep.
That will lead me to the Omicron...
Shh, yes, dum-dum.
Well, thanks for all your help, Maggie.
Come on now, you're the world-famous Eleanor Amplified. Figure it out. Now, who wants crab cakes?
Oh, I do.
Oh, I do so love crab cakes.
I love crab cakes. Oh, gosh.
Bye, Maggie.
I was not. That's pure gobbledygook.
Oh, no. I forgot about Bridget. Bridge, what happened? What's this commotion?
Oh, Elle, I was just sitting here waiting for my business meeting when a masked hooligan handed me 4 ducks and accused me of juggling them.
Bridget Starlight's juggling ducks.
Duck juggler! Duck juggler!
She's a duck juggler!
Eleanor, I swear, I would never juggle any ducks.
Okay, this is bad. Let's get you out of here.
What about the ducks?
I don't know. Bring the ducks, but let's go.
Oh, no. Too late. It's the paparazzi. I'll be a laughingstock again.
Bridget Starlight.
Bridget Starlight is here.
Eleanor Amplified is with her.
Hey, Eleanor, just you and a duck.
Can we get one of the two of you just duck-duckling? Over here, smile.
As the saying goes, fame is a fickle canard. Can Eleanor explain away her Hollywood spectacle? Or will her reputation get burned, like a surfer out too long on a gnarly curl? We'll find out on the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Funding for Eleanor Amplified is provided by a generous leadership gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. Do you have friends who like awesome things and know what podcasts are? Tell them about this one. And thank you for listening.